could be litlois, whether it's a sufik tum or not. There could be, Rashi says, according to the Tanakamum, hey domim tmeim that's vadai, but the next two is only a sufik tum. But the Silas says clearly toiravu, mashma, these last two colors, it's not even a sufik. He holds it's vadai tohor. And then it says the Mishnah what that hayorik, that green, is akav yedemal matam. He holds that's tummy. So again, the question is, v'lesle lakav yedemer demer, how could he have another color? It doesn't, you also agree from the words of demer demer, only these two, and not, only these four, not more. So Mor says, So Mor says, boy, same one tenth again, is all the same thing we said before, leslu. And Echman, he'll argue akav yedemal. He'll learn out from a different place that there are more colors of dam tummy. The boy said that the Teretz could be is really Islay. He also agrees that really only four main colors that are Tamei. But Mila Yomidik, we said from Mechanina, Shachar Adam, who, that Shachar, it black, was really red. And the Shalokah got hit, it changed over now. In Zachanam, he holds the same thing, the green that comes up, the same thing. Nuk with the Loki, that really this green, when it was inside the body, was really red. Just when it comes out, it turns green. So that's why he holds his Tamei. That's his Svara. But the Chum argue and say no. It says the Chum and Mitar. The Chum say no, the green is Torah. Again, the more is the question, the Chura Hanu Tanakama. Tanakama also only says five and not more. So again, the same thing. You can deny a little less enough. Communion is going to the Tanakama. It could be, it's not Vadai Tomei if you see green. But it could be maybe it's Sophic Tomei. But the Chum say no, if you see dumb blood that looks like green, your Vadai is still Torah. Omer Rabbi Meir, Meir says like this now, about green, Emeinu Tamei Mishum Kesem, like if you're not Tamei Mishum Kesem, you should know, you're Tamei Mishum Maske. That's what Rabbi Meir says. The question is, what does Rabbi Meir mean to say? So it's like this, Omer Rabbi Yechirchenin says that really Yorad Rabbi Meir Lishitas Akavi V'mahalalo. Rabbi Yechirchenin went down to the Shittas, Rabbi Meir went down to the Shittas of Akavi Mahalo, and he holds like him. The teammate, and really meant to say that the green blood that comes out of her is Tomei. And therefore, Vachikoma, this is what Ramei meant to say. Vachikoma lul Rabbanin, this is what Ramei meant to say back to the Rabbanin. That Nehi dehecha dekomishkachas kesem, Yorick. I maybe agree to you that if she finds just on the clothing she's wearing, a green stain, Amono kesem Yorick, Amono on a clothing, Lemetamiso. Maybe I would agree to there she's not Tomei. Why? Because since it's green, it's a good reason to say it came from someplace else, not from the body, because it's not so shchiach techlav to see green blood. So I would agree, if she only sees it on her clothing, most probably came from someplace else, not from her body. But heicha dekechozi dam yorek, but when she sees the green blood coming out of her body, migufa den to tamei, then she would be tamei. That's what Rabbi Meir meant to say, meant to agree to Akavia, to say the green tiger is tor. Just meant to say, if it's not matam mishum kesem, means by kesem, I agree tak, it's tor, the kesem is tor, but now she sees it. So Mar says, no, Yochim, that's what Ramei really meant to say. Was he saying, Yemeina, matam mishum kesem, matam mishum mashka, was he saying, if it's not matam mishum kesem, matam mishum mashka, what's his lashon of mashka, just liquid, mishum royim mibor, they should have said, even though she's not telling mishum kesem, but she's telling me din adin royim maybe. Mar says true. El Rav Ochakam. This was meant to say. Ochakam Aluhu. This is what Rabbi Meir meant to say. That Nehi is true. Heichod the Kochaz Yedam Yorik Mikora. Loi Mitamisu. When she sees green blood before, she's not Tomei. Rashi says it means Heichod the Chazis Yedam Yorik Mikora Matamu Mishum Roya. The Lav Damu V'Hainu Mishum Kesem Klima Kishad Dam Ksam Tomei. But Heichel Rash, but it was the Chazi Dam, Odom, that if the first thing she saw over the body was just green blood, then Taka Ramei holds your Torah. If you stand see green coming out, that's what he said, like that's for sure, like it's Torah, it's true, that Dam is not Tomei. But what he meant to say was, but Heichel the Chazi Dam, Odom, let's say first you see red blood. For her, the Chazi Dam, Yorick, and then the next time after that you saw green blood, to Tomei. Then you are Tomei. You know why? Midah dehevei yamashke zav zav. It means just like this: that she's tamei. She saw dam first, so she saw red dam. So the isha becomes a nida. And now, when green blood comes out, this is what Ramei meant to say. It's not that he holds like Akavia. He talks obvious in Akavia. Green blood by itself is not mitamah. Just we're in the case which is a need already. So now when the green blood comes out, he holds his tummy. It's not worse than mashka zavazava. It's not worse than the liquid that comes out of her body, the roik, when she spits his tummy. See, also this dam would be like roik that should be tummy. Rashi says kuroika, like the spit or kameme ragleo, the urine. If somebody touches them, or else Talim touches it, they'll become tummies. It has a locha like an avatuma. Rashi says, the dam yorik, shirosi bimeni dusa, shayisanida midam odom. For my material, that was Rabbi Meir's question. Why do you akavya say when the green dam comes out? Or akasha bat the chomim. The chom argue on akavya. Chom says she's tore completely, and mashm, even the blood also is tore. So that's Rav Meir's kasha. That in the case where first she saw red blood, so she became tummy, she has the nida. Now when the green blood comes out, that green blood should have a lach like rake, like the spit that comes out of a nida. It should be like an avatumah. And if somebody touches it, he should become tummy, or the camel should become tummy. So more answers back for Rabbanim, what do they hold? That dumya the rake. Only something comes out of the body like a spit is tummy. And it's like this, maroi, just like spit. Shemis agal v'yotze, like first your spit comes together, then it comes out. Like shemis asle tchila comes together, and then you spit it, it comes out. V'yotzeh v'yotze, lafuke af kol shemis like anything also that gathers together first v'yotze comes out of the body. Lafuke hai, lafuke this green blood, diyeng misagal v'yotze doesn't gather together, it just falls out drip by drip. Whereas lafuke dam. When dam comes out, it's not like it first gathered together and then drip by drip comes out. But adarabha, it doesn't come together, it just drip by drip comes out. So therefore, dam is not a lach of a reich. So therefore, this green blood, since the mice is not dam nido, therefore the blood itself remains tore. That's the machlokes between the chachamim and Rabbi Meir. So, if so, that's the machlokes then. Shapir kamil rabbanon. Chulu rabbanon say very good. Like, how could this spit, how could this green dam be tamei? Is not doimit to roik. It doesn't gather together first. So, what's Shan Rameya? So, Mora says, Ella rather, so that can't be the pshat in the machlokes. Ella rather, it's like this. Hokikoma. Hokikoma lu. Lehebe kemashke lahakshras as roim. Again, Rabbi Meir agrees to the Chomim really that the dam is not dam tummy. The dam, green dam, is not dam neither. But he still says, let it have a lach like a mashka, like liquid, that if this falls upon fruits, it could be mashka, the kabel tumah. Or who did it itself with the kabel tumah also? Let it have a lach like mashka. We know blood has the same lach like mashka. Whereas the fact of Rabbanim, they like this, Rabbanim, boi dam chalolim v'lekha. Rabbanim say, no, that it is such a lach that dam itself is like a mashka, it's only dam chalolim. Rashi says, dam shanefesh yoytzibo. It's only blood that he kills someone like the person's soul goes out with. That's kori mashke. Linyan hechsher bin yamashke, the good pasha of hechsher. The pasuk says, pasha yovol of mayim mitamei, the chol mashke sheyishta. Send you other mashke also. We said it's doino, it has to be mashke rov. A dam is also called mashke, but what type of it? Only dam chalolim. Only dam that you die from, the dam that the nefesh comes out with, but not this green dam that comes out of the body, that's not called a mashka. That's what the Rabbanim argue in Rav Meir. So Rav Meir says back, I agree to you that dam itself is not tamei, but let it have a lach like a mashka. And this Rabbanim say back, no, it's not dam chalolim. But the more again, if so, the chura shapi kramalei Rabbanim. Rabbanim said back, because Rav Meir, again, Rav Meir. So what's Rav Meir's argument? Elvin must like the other Rav Meir, this is what I meant to say, lach kram lehu. I'll fool the Gzeira Shava. Like Rameya says, I'll learn now from Gzeira Shava that this green blood that comes out of Isha should also be Mashra Sazrim, should have a look like Mashka. Why? Sivaka says over here in the Pasha of Nidom, Shlochayich Padis Rimoinim. Rashi says, Shlochayich means Dam Nidis going on. Hashlet that comes out of Nisha is like Padis Rimoinim, like a Padis there, like it's closed. It gets to say, like an Isha watches herself that when she's a Nidor, she doesn't live with her husband. That's the pasuk of Shlochayich Padish Rimeinim. Okzevosim, it says already after that, it says another pasuk says, for Shaleach Mayim Apanei Chutzah, it's a pasuk in Iyuv. It's an Ashkosh word, Shaleach, that over there in Shirashim is talking about Dam Nida, here it says, Hadlocha like mayim apnei chutzos. So mashmat for a meyer, any dam that comes out of the isha has a locha like mayim. Therefore, a meyer says this dam should be mashmat as roim has locha like mashke. For Rabbanon, the Gemara says back, no. Rabbanon hold or dam dan kalvachom in the atzma. If you want to make your own kalvachom, but that's the sword that you can do. Because the yain or dam dan there shows in the atzma. Meaning, if you don't have a Kabbalah from your Rebbe, or a Lach L'Meshe Misinai, you can't make this Gzera Shavua. So that's the Machlokes. Rebbe Meir, Misan, he had a Kabbalah, he holds from his Gzera Shavua. He learns out, Dam Nido, from this Pasuk Aviyad, any Dam that comes out of the Isha, has Lach like Masker on it. And they're Bonan hold back, no, we don't make such a Gzera Shavua. Therefore, that Dam is not Dam, that's Matami. So that's the Machlokes for Meir and the Chomin. That they both argue on Akavia, that green dam is not metame the isha. So on Yishalas, the dam itself has not like a masker or not. Then it says, Rabbi Yossi Amaloi Kach, Rabbi Yossi argues on both of them and says, no, that green dam is not tamei. So again, Haina Tanakama, of course, the same thing the Tanakama. Tanakama also only said five colors and not green. So what's Rabbi Yossi saying again? So where it says, that man Tanakuza Tanakama, Rabbi Yossi. It's good to know who is the Tanakama. Because over here it says clearly the Chum already said it's Torah. So the Chura, Rabbi Yossi also holds it's Torah. So at the end here is this. Here, Tanakama, what is saying is Torah. So that's the same thing. Means Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is saying both of them is Torah. Leizev Leizev. That's Mamash at the Tanakama. That's Gemara's Torah. Tanakhami teach us who is the Tanakama. It is Rabbi Yossi. Then it says, what is there? Odom, what's called red. Kadam hamaka, like blood that comes out when you get hit. My kadam hamaka, what does it mean to say dam of dam maka? Some of you, dam ashmuel, it means kadam shor shochet, like when you shecht the shor, when you shecht an animal, the dam that gushes out, that first dam that comes out, that's called real red. That's the red. So the Gemara of Leib, why don't you say kadam shchita, let's say the dam of shchita. So Gemara says, yoma kadam, what you said, like dam shchita. However, I would have thought to say kekula shchita, like any dam that comes out during shchita, even at the end of the shchita, even the last drops of dam, that's also tamei. Kamashmula know that he only means to say kedam hamakim means ketchila sakosh asakin. When you first start to make the shchita, the first dam that comes out, that dam is tamei. But the other, at the end of the shchita, where the dam changes color a little bit, it's not so red. That dam will not be metamiyu. That's not red mikra into metamiyu. Ula sounds like this. Ula Amar Kedam Tzipachaya. What's called Damaka? The dam that comes out of a live bird. Kedam Tzipachaya. See, birds have a question like this. Chai, what does it mean to say the word Chai? It means to say Lafuki Shochet, with the dam that comes out of a live bird, and not the blood that comes out of a dead bird. Yes, again, so Ulu Amar Kedam Tzipachaya, the way the blood comes out from a live bird. Siboilihu. Does he mean to say Chaya Lafuki Shochet, a live bird and not a dead one? Or Dumumeba Lafuki Kochish, comes out Lafuki and not a weak one? That's all, not the blood that comes out from a weak bird. That's like a take exactly what it means to say. Talmud Gemara says, Ziri Yomar Ziri sounds like this. Ziri Yomar Rebbe Chanina Kadam Macholus Shorosh. So the Mishnah says, what dam means? Dam Makim means Dam Makim of a Macholus Shorosh. Maybe the life that's on a person's head, when you squeeze it, the blood that comes out of it, so that color is called red. That's called the red. So Mesra, I have a question. It says, later Rabbi Locho, Horgo Macholus, let's say she was killing these lice, is Harezda Toilabo. She has a right to say these bugs, whatever it was, that she finds dam on her underwear, she has a right to say the dam came from that she stole. So my love doesn't mean to say the kulugufa mashma, she was killing macholus from any part of her body. And still that dam, mashma, that color is the same color as regular dam nida. And therefore she has a right to be told in it. So Marcel Loi, I'll tell you again, the Rosha. Maybe it only means to say that she was killing the lice of the head, and then if she finds dam on it, she wants to kiss him, she has a right to say that dam came from there. Benachnam, he could be killing other ones, you have no right to say it comes from that because it's not the same color as dam neither. Ami Bradino, Ami from this place called Bradino, Omer Ravu, Omer Ravua, that kedam metz pekatana, It means like this: the color of the blood is, you have your pinky, that's b'ktana shel yad, shenokfa, you once had a wound there, v'choist, and it healed up, v'choz v'nokfa, and then it wound again over there. So the second time the blood comes out from there, that's the color of the set's tummy. V'loy shekolodim, not the color of any person, elo shebocher, has to be from a younger person, shlenos isha, there wasn't married yet, v'yad kama, how long, ad benes, until he's 20 years old. But of course, when Nosa means he did not live with an Isha yet. So, such a person, his dam, that's the color of dam midas. So this is what says the Kasha, mates, we have a question. It says, Toma bibno, if you have an Isha, again, that finds a kesem on a begodim, and she's living in the bed, with either with her son, or else babiling with her husband. So she has a right to say that maybe the blood did not come from her, but came from them. Then, so this Toma bibno, Mishkach is very good. The son could be that, again, he had this wound on his pinky, that once and twice, and now that dam came out, maybe he got caught on her underwear, and therefore, even though it looks like real dam nida, we say its Torah came from him. Elo baila, if you tell me now, the baila, heshi mishkachos, if you tell me now, the blood coming out from the husband will be colored as the same color. The husband, l'chura, once he's married already, l'chura, see, even good, it's two different cases, it's a baila and a beno, two different cases. But the baila pasha means they live together already. So if so, how can you tell me now it's only the dam, the color of a makir, a person who did not live with his wife yet, and here it's mashmi, he did live with his wife. And still we say, his dam that comes out of his body, we can be told it looks the same color as dam nidam, therefore the dam you find in her clothing is like a tor. So my answer is, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, a goyin she nichlus, lekes kibish nichlus, lechub, she went to the chubataka, and a blah nivla, she nef tashma, she didn't live with her husband yet. And so then she finds a kesem on her begodim. So then we have a right to be told that maybe the dam came out from the husband and went on to her begodim. So again, he could have a person here that's not over 20 and did not live with his wife yet, so that dam is the same color as dam nidus. And therefore, when you find the one of the begodim has been kesem, we'll say really she remains tor. We have Nachman says of Nachman Rome Kedam HaKoze, the dam of HaKoze, of bloodletting. Meis, we have a question. It says, Meis, for Toler of Imeya, Bikilu, for Rebbe Tolo, Bisraf Shikma. So they once told him these things. Now, Bikilu is some type of a red seif, of Rebbe Tolo, Bisraf Shikma, the Sraf, that's the sap that comes out of a sycamore tree. So my love, obviously, they're going on the color of red. You see, that's what red means. Now, like we're saying, that it means of dam mamaka. Lo yashar dam, other colors of blood. Amen mamazutu of ashi, ebi yasakame, umne. Sit in front of a doctor like, shakulay kana the maisi, la mema, chaz yomle odimitnan kiai, shakulay achrit, another one of the ashtani, of ashi, kugayano, yeladana benarinan, lanibola nesu, domashim lukadam. All right, we'll stop off. We'll stop here. We'll start with Eskimo again on the next tape. You're holding that chof from an aleph on top. Again, the last Gemara was, the shalom was, what exactly is called Adam Edoim, red blood. So last sheet was, Rav Nachman was the one that said, Kedam HaKosim. Means a dam that comes out by bloodletting. So this Gemara's kasha was made to have a question that it says, Meister, once happened and Isha found the kesem, v'tola Rav Meir b'kila Rav Meir.